1180.
Request of Julie Reardon to address council regarding placing a neighborhood polluter on the Do Not Buy list.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, my name is Julie. I live in Southeast Portland. I'm a volunteer with South Portland Air Quality, founded in response to the identification of toxic hotspots by the U.S. Forest Service Moss study earlier this year, which showed elevated levels of nickel and arsenic in the neighborhoods around precision cast parts. In conjunction with a public comment to the Socially Responsible Investment Committee, I'd like to address City Council directly to formally request that it divests its $4.8 million in holdings from Precision Cast Parts and that the company is placed on the city's corporate securities Do Not Buy list. The Oregon DEQ has since monitored the air around Precision, and recent results show levels as much as four times higher than health-based benchmarks for nickel, arsenic, and hexavalent chromium, exposing more than 10,000 people to toxic air. The Oregon Health Authority has launched an environmental health assessment to determine how toxics found in the neighborhoods surrounding Precision have impacted the health of our community. More than 35 years ago, they dumped over 21,000 cubic feet of toxic waste, including radioactive, into the Johnson Creek landfill, which was unlined and currently being looked into for leachage. Three studies in 11 years of Johnson Creek show increasing levels of nickel, hexavalent chromium, and PCBs downstream from their outfall. In 2014, TIMET, a subsidiary of Precision, was given a $13.75 million fine for illegally making 84,000 pounds of PCBs per year, the largest fine in the history of the Federal Toxic Substances Control Act. That same year, 20.5 tons of toxic waste was discovered in the drain pipe beneath Precision, which leads directly into Johnson Creek. Their labor practices are also controversial. In 1998, the National Labor Relations Board arranged a settlement for a former employee who had been wrongfully terminated for attempting to unionize. Investigators found Precision had issued rules against the distribution and discussion of pro-union support, threatened employees with termination, and relocating the plant to Washington if they voted in favor. However, they allowed anti-union supporters to use company resources and distribute on company time. In 2001, an employee died after falling into a vat of caustic acid, and since 2008, OSHA has issued Precision at least 62 serious violations, nine of which may have resulted in death. OSHA investigated complaints from employees include respiratory protection, materials handling, and fall protection. Their market practices are questionable due to their high volume of acquisitions over the years. In 1999, the Federal Trade Commission filed charges against PCC due to the acquisition of Wyman Gordon. FTC alleged that by eliminating competition in these highly concentrated markets, the acquisition would have allowed PCC to exercise market power and increase prices. When the City of Portland made history by choosing to divest from Walmart, Commissioner Novick was quoted as saying, "We care about working people, we care about the environment, we care about human health, and money talks." Precision Cast Parts has committed toxic trespass, fostered a negligent work environment, spent decades cornering the market, and mistreated union supporters. To take taxpayer dollars and invest them in a company which exploits our community is adding insult to injury and does not truly reflect the values of our city. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. You brought this at a good time because obviously we have that coming up on the council calendar in the next couple of weeks. So
yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.